Hi, this is Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Dr. Mark Jackwood. He is the director of the Poultry Diagnostic Research Center for the University of Georgia. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
Today, I want to talk to you about, it's kind of another crisis that's going on in the industry, but maybe a crisis that nobody can see, and that is the lack of funding that is available for postdoctorate students after they get their DVM degrees. But before we talk about that, I would think that once they get the veterinary degree, why is it so important for them to go on and get, let's say, a master's of avian medicine?
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of the DVM degrees that are out there, they are very limited exposure to poultry. Most of the training is for small animal, large animal, a little bit on food production, but not very much and almost hardly any or to none in the way of exposure to poultry or avian diseases. So when a student graduates from veterinary school, they're a veterinarian, obviously, but they're not an expert in poultry.
And I would imagine that after a four-year bachelor's degree, 4 years of veterinary school, and then to try to find funding to get that 18-month Master's of Avian Medicine, or it may go by other names in other schools, that's got to be a tremendous hit.
It is. I mean, it's very difficult for the students to come up with that on their own. It acts nearly impossible. So as a state university, what we try to do is we try to provide that funding through stipends. And also there's research components that are require funding, as well as clinical studies that are done by the students as part of their training, and that all requires funding. What we've been doing, having to do lately, is go to the industry. I mean, these people are eventually going to graduate and they're going to go out into the industry and take jobs, and we've gone to the industry to try to get funding from them. But as you can imagine, I mean, it's a difficult process, and it's difficult to have that continuity of funding to be able to, you know, keep students for the 18 months and then have another group of students come in after that and so on. The poultry industry is really in the need of veterinarians right now, specially trained veterinarians, particularly with the feed directive that's come in. They need veterinarians to write scripts, and there are just not enough poultry expert veterinarians out there. They're really not. We need to train more.
And between the University of Georgia and some of the other poultry colleges, how many people are generally coming into the industry per year with like a master's of avian medicine or similar degree?
Right, so we take 3 students a year, tops. And the reason for that is because we just don't have the resources or the faculty to be able to train more than that. There's another issue along with that, and that is when you load a dozen people up in a truck and try to take them out into the field, biosecurity is a huge issue. So we need to keep the group small so that we can, you know, continue to get that field experience with our students. So we take 3 a year. It's an 18-month program, so we'll graduate 3 students each year. We have taken 4 in the past. We've only taken 2 some years. It depends on our funding level. Other universities that have programs that are directed towards post-DVM training in poultry diseases will take maybe only 1 student in a residency-type program for that. So it's, you know, it's a pretty specialized degree. It takes a lot of resources to pull off, and the, you know, number of students that you can have in a program like that is just, it's small.
So if you only have maybe 4 or 5 people coming into the industry each year with an advanced degree, I mean, is that enough to fill our industry's need, or is there an even greater demand for poultry veterinarians than what the schools can supply right now?
And that demand changes as our economy changes. As you can imagine, when we were in the recession not that long ago, there was not a great demand for poultry veterinarians. Right now, there's a huge demand, and we can't keep up. And the poultry veterinarians that are out there are all gainfully employed. And there are openings that just can't be filled because the experts are not, you know, are not there.
And with the arrival of the new veterinary feed directive rules, I imagine that is kind of taxing the system even more at this point, because you obviously need veterinarians to write veterinary feed directives.
That's right. That's exactly right, Joe. And so there's a lot of companies that didn't have a veterinarian on staff that need to have one now. And so those positions have opened up, and the supply is just not there for that great demand that we have.
I would think, though, with several universities having the same challenge that you're experiencing at the University of Georgia, and you're all calling on the same people for funding, is there a way that the industry can come together on this? Because a shortage of veterinarians would be everybody's concern.
It would be. And I don't know how they would go about doing that. There would have to be some sort of a neutral, maybe even a nonprofit type organization that could, put something together that would be able to fund those students. You know, thinking about, you know, the supply and demand, we take three students a year, but this past year we had almost 20 students apply for three positions. So the students are there and they want to get this training, and it's just, you know, the limited resources that we have is what's holding us back.